Before we start our service and announcements today, you all remember the 9/11. So let us stand up and spend a moment in silence and have a prayer for those who have gone before, from us, also those who are still struggling with the issues happened on 9/11. Let us spend a moment in silence. Loving God, we come before you as your children. You have created us in love and to be loved. But we live in a time when people are divided and nations are afraid. Terrorism and hatred seem to pervade as part of our daily lives. Compassionate God and Father of all, we are horrified by the violence in many parts of the world still. It seems that none are safe and most of us are terrified. We pray that you hold back the hands that kill and harm. Turn around their hearts and hate. We raise up to you our memories and events that cause us pain. Lord, make us instruments of your peace and let your glory be over all the earth. We call upon you to help us and protect us and continue to guide us, Lord, and remind us that our lives are given gifts from you and we are safe in your hands. We pray that you will intervene and allow the love of Jesus Christ to enter into the hearts and into our society. Thank you for your love, your promise of hope, and your peace. We pray for compassion, gentleness, and understanding. We remember all of those who have lost their lives in the 9/11 incident and also many other incidents happened around the world since then. We remember them, we honor them. We also remember those who are still struggling in various situations because of that. Comfort them and let your peace rule their hearts and minds and families. Help us, Lord, today to worship you in truth and in spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this September 11th Sunday. As we worship God together, I'm glad that you're all able to make it to the church and also online. The announcements are listed on the second page. They are the regular announcements that we usually use, the place, the food bank, that we continue to take that offering for that ministry in cash and in kind. The book is available still for sale and it will benefit our missions. Our mailing address is listed there for those who want to mail any communications or donations. And our cooking class will be rescheduled as we get volunteers to join. And the art class will be there next Saturday. Can you do? Okay. And please join us on the art class at 10 a.m. next Saturday. And the third Thursday luncheon will be at the Golden Corral on the 15th, that is next Thursday. So please join us at 1 p.m. for a lunch and fellowship. And our church conference is on October 23rd at 2 p.m. at the New Hope United Methodist Church. And the address is listed there. Please join. Those of you who can go together, let us go from here together. And our community lunch will be next Sunday after, no, that's September 25th, not the next Sunday. The Sunday after next, which we will be having the Thanksgiving and Celebration Sunday and a luncheon after that. And our church council meeting will be after the lunch at 2 p.m. or somewhere around that as soon as we finish the lunch. As you have noticed, the new church, the Hispanic ministry that is partnering with us, he started their services there today. And they had a wonderful Bible study and prayer session on Thursday night. And you will see more people coming. And also they will be joining us on the luncheon every month. They will be bringing some good food and their people will be joining us for the luncheon at the end of the month, last Sunday luncheon. So let us pray that God will continue to bless our ministry and their ministries as we partner together. They are reaching out to many homes in this area. They have already taken some of our flyers and started giving it out to many of these apartments in this area here. They have a weekly outreach mission that they go out to the homes. So that is a great thing, and they're bringing a lot of children for their Sunday school. So let us keep them in our prayers and our ministry in our prayers as well. The church council meeting, I said, will be on the 25th, that Sunday, after luncheon. And I have the budget ready and the leadership roles ready. And I gave you most of the leadership roles. But if you need a copy of the budget ahead of time. I have copies here. That will be the ones that we need to approve before we go to the charge conference on October 23rd. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayers and participation. And thank you for all that you do for the church and for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are there any announcements? Anything else? I know Carol is in the hospital, and please remember in our prayers. I'll give you more information at the prayer time, and let us continue to keep her in our prayers. If there are no other special announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 600, Sing Them Over Again to Me.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of Thy. Let me more of Thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sing a list to the loving God, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life.
Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come in this place and also online together and worship together, Lord. We thank you for the good health and strength you've given us in our bodies to get up this morning and see another day in this world. Thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that come with it, Lord. Thank you for your protection and care, and indeed all for the good gifts that we receive from you every day. We come before you today and acknowledge you as our God and Savior. We thank you for your grace and redemption you have shown to us because of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, died, rose from the dead, and who will be coming again, Lord, so that we could see and comprehend the incomparable riches of your grace expressed in your kindness to us. Thank you for opening the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and we glorify you, we adore you. May the services of word and praise we offer today bring honor and glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
poor is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, He made from His very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory, His face I and I shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Now we will do the responsive reading, which is Psalm 23 again. So let us see if we can start doing it by heart.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for He is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayer requests. Let us be grateful for all the blessings that God has given us in our lives. Our good health and strength in our bodies, our family, our fellowship, our friends, and our neighbors. All those blessings that come with our lives are all from God, and help. Let us be thankful for that. And also let us bring our prayers of burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, and God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. If you turn with me to the last page in the bulletin, we have the prayer requests listed there in the boxes at the bottom. Continue to pray for these people. We have some special call-outs that we want to make. Please, I told you about Carol. Carol is in the hospital after her surgery. Wayne, you have an update to give everybody?
Well, the surgery was supposed to take 2 hours. It took four. He got in there, and one bone had crumbled to the point he was rubbing against the metal. Another bone was so thin it broke while he was working on her. So he had to replace all of that with metal. That's why it took 4 hours. She can't put weight on the right leg for 6 weeks. She is out of the severe pain now, but she's very unhappy in the hospital.
Yes.
Believe me.
Yeah, when I visited her the next day after surgery, she was in good spirits. And she said she didn't have a lot of pain, but she said she gets bored very easily there, so she wants to go home. But it may take some time.
Well, yeah. They started paperwork Saturday for rehab, so hopefully that will start this week.
Okay. Yeah, you all remember that she had a fall when she was in South Georgia, and that added to her hip. That's where the surgery is now. He had a hip surgery before. That complicated the issues. And let us keep her in our prayers. Glad that she's not in pain, but let us continue for a quick and recovery and healing, that God will give the healing. We went and visited George Vorgis again. He's still in his tubes, feeding on tubes. This is almost 3 months now. He hasn't taken anything by mouth. So please keep him in our prayers. I don't know how long will it take, but God is good. And we prayed with him. He's a little depressed, but God is good. And we told him and encouraged him as much as we could. Yeah, Eleanor Nicholson, we have been praying for Terry's mom. And Terry is here today after several weeks that he has been with the mom, and he takes care of her now. She's in Washington, Georgia, south of us. So Terry, you want to give us a quick update? Or?
Yes, Pastor. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers for Mom. Mom was in her second round of chemo. Unfortunately, we got a report the other day. The tumor markers did not come back good, so that means that the chemo is pretty much ineffective. And so I guess you could say we're in the end game right now. So, but I would appreciate your continued prayers for Mom.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, please continue to pray for her as she heard that those of you are online, if you haven't heard it, her chemo results came back and said it's not working. So they are not probably going to be able to do anything else at this point. So the family is taking care of the rest of the needs. And please pray for Terry and his siblings and the family for their peace and their strength at this time to do the right things for her at this time. Are there any other call outs? Martha, how are you doing?
Well, I've had a rough week. I started back on chemo Wednesday, and I've been in some pain and a lot of discomfort, but we've started up again, so praying that it will be effective.
Please continue to pray for Martha as we have been doing, and she's on her next cycle of chemo, and her body is not very strong at this point, so please keep her in our prayers, and also Richard, who is taking care of her, that God's peace will be with them, and his healing hands will touch her and recover from her cancer. Are there any special call-outs anybody want to? Let us continue to pray for our nation, our leaders of the country, and also leaders of the nations around the world, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit and do the right thing and fear God when they make decisions. Particularly during this time of war and struggles happening all around this world, let's pray that God will give them the right direction and the wisdom to make the right decisions, and God is in control, and let us pray for them. Pray for our service workers, our doctors and nurses, our grocery clerks and delivery people, and all of those who take care of our daily needs on a daily basis. Let us be thankful for their services. Our mailmen, our trash workers, please stop and give them a thanks or a hands up once in a while. This makes a big difference for them. So please keep them in our prayers and for their safety. If there are no special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them all. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows and birds." Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord, to come together in your name to worship you. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us to come here and pray, not only on our behalf, but also on the behalf of others, to intercede for others. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies, all the blessings that come with our lives, the fellowship, the family, friends, and all the relationships and all the things that come with our lives, Lord. We thank you for that. At the same time, we come before you with our burdens and our concerns at this time, Lord. You are the source of all good things, and you always seek good for us, Lord. We come before you for our healing. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. You are the one who can make us whole. Lord, we lift all those things, all those people and items that we have lifted here today. Especially, we pray for Carol as she is spending time in the hospital. We pray that your loving and healing hands will be with her. Touch her, Lord, and heal her according to your grace. We pray for continued recovery for her, that she can be recovered soon and can get back to normal, and bless her, Lord, with your healing presence and comforting presence. We pray for the doctors and the nurses and all the rehab preparations that they are doing, that she will get the right care, and bless them with your wisdom, that they will make the right decisions for her continued care. We pray for George Voorhees as he's still struggling with his disease, his surgery, and all the effects that happened after that. We pray that you will heal him with your healing hand. Touch him, Lord. We pray that you will recover him back to normal so that he can be fed through his mouth soon, Lord. We pray for your grace to comfort him and encourage him and strengthen him, Lord. It has been a struggle for the last 4 months as he has been tube fed and continues that tubing. We pray that you will restore his health and his body back to normal. We pray for Martha at this time as she started her chemo. We pray that you strengthen her in her body and her spirit. Thank you for all the services that you have been doing through her through this time. Bless her, Lord, with your presence and comfort her with your peace. Pray for Rich also. Bless them as a family, Lord. We pray for Eleanor Nicholson, our Terry's mom. We thank you for your presence with her at this time. Continue to strengthen her in her spirit, Lord, as she's struggling with her disease. We pray that you'll be with her, and pray for the family at this time. Bless them with your peace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that they will be loving and caring and compassionate at this time. Thank you for all the memories that you have given us, given them through her, Lord. Continue to guide them as a family and bless her with your presence. We pray for all of those who are struggling like that with various illnesses and problems and difficulties. We pray for your continued healing. Above all, we pray for peace in their hearts and in their families also. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, our governors, our vice president, all of those who are making decisions on a daily basis. Pray that you will give them the fear of God in their hearts when they make decisions. Guide them with your wisdom, Lord, that they will make the right decisions that affect our lives, Lord. We pray for the world leaders at this time. As we remember the 9/11, we pray for your peace to rule this earth, Lord, that we will be at peace with each other and love each other and respect each other regardless of our origin or birth or whatever that separates us, Lord. We pray for the world leaders to fear God and to think about peace and how we can and live together in peace and harmony, Lord. We pray for all those areas that are struggling with various wars and other issues going on. We pray for your Holy Spirit to guide them and comfort them at this time. We pray for our church at this time, Lord, as we look forward to our church conference and our council meeting, that we will make the right decisions for the future of this church. We thank you for the partnership that you have given us through the Hispanic ministry, and help us, Lord, to reach out to the community here, Lord. Bless them also in their service, and bless them as a church as well. Continue to guide us, Lord, to do the right thing for you, and use the opportunities that you have given us to use them faithfully and without complaining or without any stops, that any troubles that we can see ahead of us, Lord, that you can make us overcome all the troubles in front of us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the callings that you have given us to do. Bless us as a church and to be a blessing to this community and around the world. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed in all the things we do here, in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, that we will be touched by your power as we go from this place, so that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offering, please. Says everybody gives according to what God has given in their hearts, not reluctantly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We thank you for your grace through your Son Jesus Christ. We understand that in Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious loving God, help us to be faithful stewards of your abundance and good caretakers of what you have entrusted us with, Lord. Take this offering and bless it so that it will be used for the blessing of this community and also for blessing this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our gospel reading, as you remain standing, is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. If you please remain standing if you are able.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him, cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ." These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word that you have given us as life and in spirit. Help us, Lord, to receive it with the power so that we can share that life and spirit to this world. As we come before your word, we pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to receive your word in truth and spirit, and also humble our hearts that we will be obedient to your word. Illumine our souls that we can see the hidden mystery behind your word. Help us, Lord, not to be hearers, but also doers of the word as we go from this place, so that we can be guided by the power of your word and your spirit as we live our daily lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with our meditation and study of Psalm 23. Hopefully you have remembered that by heart already. So we will have a few more sessions until we finish the psalm. Today we are looking at the verse 4, where it says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Though we remembered about the valley of the shadow of death last Sunday, and it is a continuation of that verse. It says that, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So what is the rod and the staff that the psalmist is talking about? When it comes to a shepherd, there are two tools that he uses to tend the sheep. One is the rod and the other is the staff. The rod is like a straight stick that the shepherd uses sometimes to discipline the sheep and many times to defend the sheep from wild animals. So it is used for defending and disciplining, a straight rod. And if you look at our bulletin today, the front picture will show you the rod and the staff. So that little stick, that straight stick that you see there is the, and it usually has a sling, and they usually keep it on to their clothing wherever they can hang it. And they will use it only when needed. This is discipline and defending the sheep. And the staff is another one that you will see that with a curve or a crook at the top. According to many scholars and theologians, these are two important tools that as people of God, as sheep of God, of the Good Shepherd living in this world, we are to be guided by. And the rod is discipline and defending. The hook or the crook or the staff is used for caring and feeding. You have seen that staff being a symbol of many church leaders. Like the bishop of our church, when she or he gets ordained, they have the staff in their hands, and many Episcopal churches have that. The Catholic Church used to have the same kind of staff with a crook at the top, and it's used to be called a crook. That's what it used to be called because of the curve at the top. But the Catholic Church has modified it so many different times. I don't know exactly what they're using now. I think it is Pope is using something with a cross at the top. But that is a that signifies the caring and the tending and the feeding of the sheep with that staff. And as I told you, the rod is usually hung from his clothing, because he uses it only when it's needed for defending and disciplining the sheep. But the staff he carries always in his hands, showing his care and his concern about the sheep's daily sustenance and their safety. That is why the bishops or the leaders of the church carry that staff in their hands as a symbol of caring for the sheep. Like I said, the rod is used for defending and disciplining. In one sense, these two tools are significant. They signify two different things. One is the law that disciplines us in the Old Testament. The law that was given through Moses, it tells you, do this, do this, do this. If you don't do this, you will get punished. That's what the Moses law is all about. But we know that the Moses law is not complete without the grace of God. Because we all know that we cannot perfectly follow every law that God has given us in this world. We falter and we fail. And if God is going to punish us for everything that we do wrong here, how many times are you going to get punished? Would you? And the Bible says that the punishment of sin is death. So we will be ultimately sentenced to death if we continue to get punished for our sins. But that is why he sent his son Jesus Christ into this world, because the law is not complete without God's grace. And grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We read that in John's Gospel today. So the rod is disciplining the law, the Old Testament, and the staff is caring and tending is about grace of God. So we need both. There is no grace without law. There is no law without grace. They are together. That is what fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We need the law. We need the law to discipline us. Remember, if there was no law, how crazy the world would go. People go mad. I mean, even with the laws, we cannot live together. And if there was no law to discipline us, you know, how much. So the rod is needed. And also, more than anything else, our grace is also needed, because God's grace is the one that sustains us. The authority and the power and the discipline of the rod is similar to the word of God. The word of God disciplines us. In Proverbs, we read that Solomon is saying that God's word is good for our body, for they are life to those that find them and health to their flesh. We read that in Proverbs 4. That's what it says. That means, if without the law, we will be killing ourselves. You know, do not steal. Do not covet. Do not murder. And these are all the things of the law that God gave us to be together, living together. Otherwise, we'll be killing each other. Even still, we are killing each other. Yeah. But at least there are some laws. All the laws that we see here are basically founded on the Mosaic law. I mean, if you go back and look at the history. And many, many laws. And because of the laws, it gives us safety, it gives us a good place to live together, and also it is good for our body. You know, do not kill your bodies by taking certain things or stealing. Those things are not good for us. And God has given us these laws so that it is good for us to discipline us. And in 2 Timothy, Paul says that the word of God is breathed by God, and it is used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The word of God is absolutely needed every day, and we need to meditate on that so that we can correct ourselves. We can save ourselves from danger. When we go astray from danger, God's word will restore us and bring us back to safety. So we need God's word to correct us, to train us, to rebuke us, and lead us in righteousness. And also the Bible says that the word of God is a double-edged sword. It says that in Hebrews chapter 4, that the word of God is alive and sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even into to dividing the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of our hearts. So the word of God is a double-edged sword also. Not only it defends us from the evil one, but also it defends us from ourselves. Because the double-edged sword that can kill and that cut both ways. So it can also penetrate into our souls, that we will be corrected when we go wrong, and our conscience will be pricked, and we feel the pain when we do wrong. And that is what the word of God does. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. But at the same time, the word of God also takes us to the living word, Jesus Christ. The grace of God, God's truth that is revealed through Jesus Christ. So if we go and meditate on the word of God, it will take you to the grace of God, which is Jesus Christ. So without the word of God, we cannot ever go to Jesus Christ. The word of God is given to us so that it will take us to the revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ in this world as we live our... So that is what the rod does. As I said, it's the word of God, the discipline, the law that disciplines us, and also it defends us from ourselves and also from enemy. Then the staff is the long, slender stick that I told you, it used to be called a crook. They are called crosshairs also. The new term that we use in our church is called pastoral staff. That's what it's called. Pastoral staff, the pastor's staff, that is used for caring and tending sheep as a symbol of care and tending. The bishop of the church head bears the staff as a shepherd of the flock, because he or she is the representative of the great shepherd of the sheep, as we read that in Hebrews. The word actual pastor derives from the Latin word pastora, which is shepherd. So the word pastor itself means shepherd, and pastoring means shepherding. To lead, to pastor, to feed, to set to grazing, and give them food and water. That is what a pastor does. To feed the sheep, and in whatever way to tend the sheep. So regardless, a staff is a unique instrument used totally for the care and management of the sheep. It represents the concern and the care a shepherd has toward his sheep. It also gives the assurance to the sheep that the shepherd's presence is always there with them. So when the sheep and the shepherd have gone through and started grazing and fed and have water, they usually find some shade to go and settle down and have some rest. Then, and I've heard that the shepherd stick that staff in a place where all the sheep can see when they rust. So when they turn around and look at the staff, they know that the shepherd is nearby. He has not abandoned them. So that is the presence of God that we feel as a shepherd. He's always with us when we are at rest. He gives us rest and peace in our lives. So a staff gives us rest, as we read in Psalm 23, that starts right off requiring that the Lord is our shepherd and I shall not want. It is a reminder, the staff is a reminder to the sheep, saying that the sheep is there, still there to care for them, so do not be afraid. When the shepherd and the sheep rest in a quiet shade after feeding and drinking, the shepherd stands the staff on a visible place where all the sheep can see it. When they see the staff, they know that the shepherd is there nearby. They don't have to be afraid of any enemies, and they can be at rest. So when we are at rest, because remember, if we need rest, we need to understand that our shepherd is nearby caring for us. He's not far. Many times we think that God is far away from us when we go through troubles. But the reality is that he is close to us as a breath. And when we turn to him, we can feel his presence even in the darkest moments of our lives. And it is the staff is our rescue. God uses his staff to rescue us from the difficult and dangerous situations as well. God brought this shepherd in Jesus Christ, not only the shepherd of the sheep, but he is the great shepherd of the sheep. Through death and his resurrection, we have been given the privilege to be children of God, and gave us an eternity to always spend our time with God. Songwriter Crosby gave us a beautiful hymn that I like. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul thirst may be, gushing from the rocks before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. So when we are troubled with the situations in our lives, God asks us to go and take some rest. Step back in a shade, because God's presence is going to be there with us. He will never abandon us. He is the good shepherd of the great flock, because he has given his life for us. He has given his life for his sheep. And he will continue to guide us and comfort us through our difficult times of our lives. So as we meditate on this psalm, which is a very meaningful psalm for many of us, let us always understand that God's presence will never leave us. Even when we become unfaithful, God will never become unfaithful. He is always faithful. And he will make sure that he will take us to the next place where he will receive us in eternity with him. So may the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, to be comforted by the presence of his word and also the presence of his grace in the places where we are. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is "'Tis Sweet to Trust in Jesus." It is 462, verses 1 and 2.
Trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know the saint the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Number two.
Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. trust him more.
People of God, go in the knowledge that the Great Shepherd is there always with us, even when sometimes we get disciplined. The rod, the word of God, is there to discipline us, but also to defend us. But always the grace of God, the staff, is there to care for us and to tend us every day. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.